Open your Bibles with me once again tonight. I'm going to start from that Mark chapter 1. And please, church, I want to beg you, I want us to take this thought very seriously. I'm going to show us the scripture tonight that shows that the life of a believer actually depends on God's word. Everything depends on God's word. But I'm going to start from that place that was quoted, Luke chapter 1, verse 45. And I want to show us this thought, and blessed is he that believe. And blessed is she that believe. Oh, I don't know that when you enter into faith, you are blessed. Praise God. Can you see that? You know, when you enter into faith, when your action is reckoned as faith, you are blessed. Not even the fact that you see it or you haven't seen it. The fact that you believe. I said to Ross that I hope probably during this class or some other classes, I will let you know what are the signs that you have faith in your heart. Because faith is of the heart. Faith is not seen on the face. Do you get that? Faith is not seen on the face. Faith is of the heart. When you have faith, let me let you know this, you enter into rest. That's one of the signs that you have faith concerning a thing. You see, when you are still agitated and you are still going up and down, you are still worried. No, you don't have faith. You don't have faith. You are still getting there. When faith comes, the first thing that accompanies the fact that you have faith is you enter into a rest. That we've seen about Abraham. He entered into God's rest. Do you understand? And when you have it, God sees it. When you have faith, you have faith. When you don't have faith, you don't have faith. So, when you have faith and you enter into God's rest, the Bible says you are blessed. Woo! So it's not about there's a manifestation. It's not about there's no manifestation. The moment that there's faith in you concerning the prayer that you raised, you are blessed. So in other words, what God honors is the faith that he sees in your heart. What shows that you have what you prayed for is the fact that you enter into rest. It is not that you've seen it manifested, because you see here, full colon, I've spoken to us about colons and semicolons, haven't I? So see what the Bible says. He said, for, and blessed is she that believed. For, in other words, the moment that faith enters, it is done. Say to your neighbor, the moment faith enters, it is done. That is what God is looking for. Can I say it to you again? I hope I'm not going to put some of you in pressure. If I did, it's still fine. Whatsoever a Christian does not receive based on faith, a Christian will not know how to sustain it. Whatsoever that you don't have true faith, that thing you won't be able to sustain it. Christianity is a life of principle. Do you understand that? The principles are the word of God. You must understand the principles. It's like in secondary school, we say prove Pythagoras' theory. You will do the first step, you will do the second step, you do the third step, and then you will finish it. What do we write when we finish it? I think we did QED. We do QED. You know that when the mathematics teacher is marking, you know that they award mark to the processes, and they award the least mark to the answer. In other words, they are particular about the processes and not the answer. The same thing is God's word. when you learn the processes, you will always get the answer. In other words, take a Christian from Nigeria to Afghanistan. Take a Christian from Afghanistan to Syria. The same principle of God's word works. It's not about the land. It's not about the people. It's not about the level of challenge. The same faith that I need to deal with headache is the same faith that I need to deal with the cancer. The same principle. When you understood the principle, you can always work it from the first principle all the time. And that's critical in the work of faith. He said, he's blessed, for there shall be a performance. I like that word. There shall be a performance. There shall be a performance. And another thing I want you to see here is, you know that he didn't say God will perform. He didn't say man will perform. You know what he's saying? Your faith activates the promises of God. Because he said there shall be a performance. Do you see that? If you are confused, I'm going to show you another scripture so that you know what I'm talking about. There shall be a performance. It's not that God will perform. It's not that man will perform. Faith automatically takes God's word from latency to potency. It turns it to kinetic energy. Faith activates. And that's what the Bible says. There shall be a performance. When faith is seen, there shall be a performance. So that's why I say, Olu abe suni, Olu egbo umi, abe suni, Olu osu. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. It looks like this place that we read. There shall be a performance. See what the Bible says. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate. Say to your neighbor, meditate therein day and night. Thou shalt that thou may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Okay, so listen to this statement. There are two things that are in situ God's word. There are two things that are in situ God's word. One, inside the word of God is grace. Every promise of God has embedded in it grace. So what does that mean? Or before I explain what does that mean, the second thing that is inside to God's word is the power, inherent power in that word to perform. Inherent in that word to perform. So the first one, grace. Grace that is inside God's word is your own ability. You know, when you study, when you meditate, grace is released from that word that strengthens you to be able to obey it. Hello? Let me repeat it. When you stay with God's word, you meditate, you study, you meditate, you read, you study, you meditate, you study. As you do that on a continuous basis, grace is released upon you so that you can obey what God's word is saying. That's the first thing I want you to know. Inherent in the word is the grace given to believer to be a doer of God's word. Because find out that doing God's words sometimes can be tough. Obeying God's word can be tough. But when you recognize that there's grace that comes upon you that makes obedience to God's word easier. You will stay more with God's word. Number two is, you don't need to push the word of God. You don't need to agitate the word of God. You don't need nothing. The word has an inherent ability. That's the way God has put it. There's inherent power in the word of God to perform. There's power on the inside of it. Let me use this word. I hope those people that don't understand Yoruba will be able to get you to understand. It just occurred to me now. The local Yoruba people, you know what they say? One in one cave. Do you know that? One, in other words, that gun has energy in it. He has gunpowder on the inside of it. And not only it has it, it had been timed, or it has been set. So if you made any mistake, you know that you can have gun and you can lock it. Do you understand that? So that even if your child carries it, nothing will happen. But you can do gun that if by mistake, that's why they call it accidental discharge. But God's word is not accidental. God's word is deliberate discharge. God's word at a care alone. Do you understand? Anybody that gets near it, because there's power of performance inside the word of God. You see, if you got those two, ladies and gentlemen, you will bow before God's word. If you got those two, grace to perform, an inherent ability in the word of God to work itself out. That's what the Bible says. There shall be a performance of the promise. This is what the Bible says here. What you need to do as a Christian is, number one, this word must not depart out of your mouth. Number one. This word you must meditate therein day and night. Number three, with a view to doing it. Like I said, you will understand number three now, because I've said to you that number two releases grace upon you to be able to observe to do. You see when they say, pay your tithe. I'm not. Tithe is Old Testament. It's New Testament. It's Middle Testament. It's cultural. I've listened to all kind of explanation. It's because grace has not come upon you. When grace of that verse comes upon you, oh, you give 10%, 30%, Lord, must give. Because that is the word of God. That is the word of God. And this is the word that you release in prayers. He said, when you observe to do according to what that is written therein, then thou shall make your way prosperous, thou shall have good success. So, when you meditate, when you observe to do, the word will come true in your life. So, it will translate to success for you. Let me make another statement. Success is not a physical achievement. Success is a transformation of the mind. If you understood this Joshua one hit, success is not, I have two cars, I have two houses, I have those things. No. That's not being successful. Do you understand that? That's not being successful. You ask me why, I will tell you why. You see, if you don't have success in your mind, if you judge success by material things, you are going to lose all those material things. Because a poor man in the heart can never be poor in the physical. You haven't seen somebody that was dash a beautiful car and say, Mike, it is because you want him to be successful on the outside, but he's a poor man in the mind. I'm sorry to use this. I'm not going to use this because it concerns somebody here. You know? So, you must be transformed, because the process of meditating on the word of God, you know what it's doing? The process of meditating on the word of God is actually transforming your mind. It's actually transforming your mind. Because, listen, ladies and gentlemen, prayer becomes a conversation when the mind is renewed. Prayer becomes conversation when the mind is renewed. You know why? Because you not even bother to pray. Prayer that God is not going to answer. Because a renewed mind thinks like God. A mind that is renewed thinks like God thinks. Do you understand? So a renewed mind can say to anybody at any time, this is what God is saying. He can say to anybody at any time, God is not saying this. It's not about God said to me. You know why? Because I've risen. All this mic, all this wireless, they operate at frequency, isn't it? If you did not meet that frequency, nothing will be happening. You just be struggling. I'm going, So, a Christian, when your mind is renewed, oh, glory to God. You know, in Proverbs, it said, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, and he searcheth all the inward part. So, it is not God that is searching the inward part. It is your spirit. Because that spirit is in the same frequency with God. So, he sees what God is seeing, he thinks what God is thinking, he knows what God is particular about at any time. He say, Mount Alonso, oh, see the frequency alone. And that is the mind transformation I want us to get about prayer. So, prayer is not Larima Ogiri. It's not jumpology. It's not sweating. Prayer is conversation with God for a mind that is renewed. I say, Brother Elijah, I haven't seen you pray. In all the mess here, you are not even saying anything. Brother Elijah says, because I'm trying to hear what God is saying about the situation. Meanwhile, everybody else says, oh, Lua, ina re, ina, oh, baba, pano, oh, pano, ro, pano, ro, pano, ro. Do you understand that? And then, a renewed mind will just say to you, that fire is needed for now. You know? That fire is needed for now. You know, a renewed mind will just walk away. Because God has said to the renewed mind, that fire, I'm using it to call some people's attention. Has it ever occurred to you sometimes you want to help somebody and God said, don't worry, just be going. You really, really want to help. And God said, my battery alone. You understand? You know, I'm sure one of these days, God will speak to some of you. Man, Larry, man, oh. Because some of us, God will speak to you the language. You run on tongue while my crown sing. You know, long can listen to one quick. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you must get to the frequency so that prayer becomes a conversation. That's the target of this teaching. It's not about calling Jesus 7 times, calling fire the 8th time. He just understand God. And you can see here that what else do you want to pray for? When you meditate day and night, you observe to do according to all that is written, you make your way prosperous, you shall have good success. So, kilosuku, all your 10 prayer points done here. All your 10 prayer points done here. Let's say on that place, John 15. See what the Bible says here? John chapter 15, verse 7. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you. The Bible is not saying, if ye abide in me, ye shall ask whatsoever ye will. That's not what the Bible is saying, ladies and gentlemen. The Bible is saying, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, then ye shall ask what ye will. And it shall be done unto you. Ye abide in me, and my words abide in you. That's why I pity a lot of Christians. I don't understand. A lot of Christians, you know, a lot of Christians don't read the Bible. So many believers, born again, tongue talking, they don't read their Bibles. They don't read their Bibles. How do you want to succeed in life? How do you want your prayers answered? How will you pray the will of God? A lot of Christians don't read their Bible. You know what I'm talking about. You yourself, you know what I'm talking about. We just living our lives. We are living a Christian life of chances. That's the kind of life a lot of us we are living. A believer's life of chances. If you're reading your Bible as a practice, we will see it. We will see it in your life. If you are living your life studying the word as a practice, not you're coming to Bible study. Not only that, a lot of us, you don't have respect for God's word. You don't read it, you are so ignorant about it, and you don't have respect for it. And you say it's not working for you. How will it work for you? You say you don't have success. You say your prayers are not answered. You say your needs are not met. How will your need be met? How will your need be met? That's what the Bible is saying here. You abide in me. My word abide in you. You're not reading it. So how will the word abide? How will you have good success? You know, you pray, you are not having answer. This is the reason. It's not that they share me, Paul. It's not as you say, Mikpo. Kisho gui delay. You know, dinner wabo sherry. No! A shoe long so go in your A shoe. You allow your life to be filled with God's word and see whether a good delay will stop you. You meditate on God's word and see whether a familiar spirit will stop. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. The Bible says the word grew and prevailed. You get God's word into your heart, it will prevail over Ogun Idile. It will prevail over Ogun. It will prevail over whatsoever. It will prevail. You understand? But it's a process because the Bible says the word grew. It has to grow. Some of us are not planting nothing. Some of us, you are not planting nothing in your life. You are practicing religion. It's Tuesday, Bible study, I must go. If I didn't go, Pastor, I would be upset. It's Saturday, I must, Sunday, I must go. Hey, do you understand? You are just practicing religion. So when are we going to see the performance of God's word in your life? Ladies and gentlemen, you have to sit with the word of God. That's what the Bible says. You must not depart from your house. You must meditate day and night to observe to do. The end of meditation is to do. The end of meditation is not to quote. You know, some people say, I said, Genesis 1:1 say, Revelation 15:2 say, every book boy, and that's Sherry, but I need university. That's impressive. A verse of God's word that you have revelation on is powerful in your mouth than the whole Bible that you can quote. A verse, it says, sharper than any two-edged sword. A verse is sharper. It's sharper. But so what do you do? You see us carrying a telephone, you know, you are reading Bible. You see some of us, your Bible very new. It's not underlined, it's not torn, it's not, do you understand? Hello, me go in the Bible. So how do you want to succeed in life? How do you? Because if you are not careful, you end up. You don't see Christians that end up being babalawo. Because they are frustrated. They are frustrated. I have a friend, got married, second week. They attend okay. My wife said I should not be mentioning church. About the daily months of money. Yes, my woman. But I mean now I'm keep home. I need simile. You know, so second week. You know, my friend, head of the bed like this, holy kokwebo, Pentecostal, I'm a jinlo, one lost here in your church, that's what. Pentecostal, being in a ni being, and you'll be in a joke in a ni, and you'll be, oh, dear bo, young me on here, get to bed. What I mean is that, like Christian, like that, oh, dear bo. But my friend, Orolo, Jonah, he came out of the wedding. That was the end of the wedding. The wife is a lawyer. Second week of marriage. That was the end. You know why? If God's word does not work for you, you'll be frustrated. You go to Babalawo. That's happening to a lot of Christians, ladies and gentlemen. Those of us, you are not going to Babalawo, you are resorting into flesh. Some of you, you are abandoning churches. He said, you understand? Yes, it's a manifestation of frustration. You know, I've shared with you somebody, if I had to lead her to Christ again. I don't think God exists. And to think watch us for years. You understand? And you know why? When you don't sit with God's word and you don't taste of the goodness of the word of God, you don't taste of the sweetness of the word of God, you get frustrated, you go back. And this is why I'm doing all this labor. Sit with God's word and taste and see that the Lord is good. Whether you are going to see, I've tested of the performance of God's word in my life. I've seen that God is true. You know when we are coming, we are dollar for. You notice I'm okay, see in Numato. You know? So somebody say, Mo kan rantsi ajo that thought just came mo kan buzerin numoto mo dare rin bi yen bet level kan mi yen o mo level to kan buzerin o mo dare rin o ti de lewu to kan bere si mo daju won ro pe were se onu.
Do you understand that? That is where you must get to. When you get to a level of understanding of God's word and things are working in your life, you know what the people will say? Won lo ogun lo fi ba won eyan soro. Because in tawon aye imo niyan afose. It's one money. Eh? So, when God's work is working for you, but you need to sit down with God's work to get there. You must sit down with God's work to get there. You see, Christianity is a serious business. It more demand than what we are giving it. And let me tell you something. This life of Christendom is sowing and reaping. So when you see some people, their lives changing, testimonies coming, and you tell do so you can. Oh, I'm allowing you that. Oh, it's what you sow that you are going to reap. Ladies and gentlemen, what are you sowing? Some of us, oh soon laro, oh soon lossan, oh soon lale. Ereni. I was talking to one of my people. Status. What is about your life? Money, I want mommy and restart. I want mommy, total dumb mommy. Me also, I want biological, even my biological children. You hardly see status. People want to raise a befe. But some of you kill from money like this. Status on lale, 50 status lale. Kill on fire, she or roll out. Ika, he will enter a post status gun only. Oh, melolotika. And then the status to nonsense is not edifying, is not prophetic, is not ekan lomu and one statement and one folly. People that you don't know where they are coming from. Stark unbeliever. Some of them, they're giving their souls for the devil. It only wants to can talk nice. Oh, yeah, sorry if you see start up. It's a great long or long. It wants something. What believe you? You are going to work against your destiny. Get into God's word, ladies and gentlemen. Get into God's word. That's where success is. It's not all this. I was talking before I left the headquarters. You know, we are reviewing those. This thing one time, and I saw one quotation in our review class. Money, Ejo, what is the meaning of this quotation? Even at leadership level, money, what's the meaning? Money, don't let us talk. Because you see, certain, it's God's word that is incontrovertible. Some nice quotation. Yes, I can't. We can fault it. Fantastic, nice quotation. Abraham Lincoln quoted. But those are the things we people build our lives around. Those are the things we build our lives around. And that's why we are not having results. Sit down. You're on Facebook. You're on status. You're on Instagram. All updates go away. Oh, you're unique. Oh, you're so serious today. Oh, ni data, Mr. Tan. Bon data, you say, Nitan. Oti lo data, Facebook. Oti lo data. Oti download. Oti yakinika. Okay. Let's see. Amplified translation of the Bible. Do you understand? Now, see your Bible. Take your phone. Let's see amplified translation. Let's give an offering. Let's transfer. Data, Mr. Tan. There it is. Okay. Hallelujah. The way to have success in life, sit and meditate. So I spoke to us, number one, know what you want and get a relevant scripture for it. You will get relevant scriptures when you are conversant with God's word. Isn't it? The Bible says when the comforter comes, He will remind you. The comforter is not going to tell you something new. You don't get it. That's what Jesus said. He said, when the Comforter comes, he will remind you. It's not that he's not going to tell you new things. So, if you are not conversant, you are not a student of God's word. Do you understand? You don't sit down to study God's word. You don't sit down to read God's word. You don't sit down to meditate on God's word. Then, if you take eternity for you to get scripture for the thing you want, you won't even know whether what you want is scriptural or it's not scriptural. You won't get it. You won't understand it. So, number one, you get the prayer point, know what you want, and get the relevant scripture. Number two, I said, pray and believe God. You pray, be specific in your prayer, and believe God. Number three, that I'll quickly talk about, and possibly number four that look like it tonight. Number three, after you pray, align your thoughts with the answer prayer. After you pray, you need to align the way you think, the way you conduct yourself, you need to align it with the expected answer. It's not that you pray one direction and then your life will go another direction. No. That's not the way to be effective, you know, in prayer. Your thought must align, you know, with the expected answer, you know, to that prayer. So your thinking must be positive. Your imagination must be positive. And this is where the battle of mind is. So in doing that, you must learn to rebuke doubt. You know that when you pray and say, I believe, in between you prayed and you shall have it, there's a space through which doubt can come in. Do you understand that? So, you must align your thoughts with your expectation. And in doing that, you must learn to cast down doubt. Let's see James chapter 4, verse 7. James chapter 4, verse 7. The Bible says here, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. And so, the Bible did not say resist the devil and he will flee. You know that we choose the way we interact with the Bible. Somebody say, resist the devil. He says, submit yourself to God. Because God will avenge disobedience when your own obedience is complete. So, when you submit to God, then you are qualified to resist. You know why? You don't get it. You are going to get it now. What make the centurion receive healing for his son? You know what? It's not even faith. It's understanding of authority. That's how he got that child healed. He said, just say a word. I know you are God over demons and sickness. He said, I'm a soldier. If I say to a servant, go, he goes. Comes, he comes. I said, so you are the master over demon and devil. So just say what? They will answer you. Because I don't talk to my lieutenant that they will. They dare not answer. God room one law. So just say what? The same thing is saying, when you learn how to submit to God, you understand authority. Then you too now can use authority. Did you get that philosophy? But if you don't submit to God, you don't have right to use authority.
The devil will not listen to you because you too, you are not submissive. Can you see the network that surrounds prayer? So prayer is just more than I pray. You can see how you have all the interconnections. So, when you align your thoughts, you are fighting doubt. And in that process, you must learn how to submit to God. You must learn how to submit to God. So, in prayer, you are not a prayer warrior. But understand the lifestyle of praying. So it's not about prayer warrior. There's a lifestyle. That's another thing that I want you to see in this series. Is a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. One of the lifestyle to get to be effective in praying is learning to submit. And so let your thoughts align with whatever you are trusting God for. You are trusting God for a new car. You allow your thoughts to align. They understand that a new car is coming. You know? You allow your thoughts to align that a new car is coming. And point number four, I round up on it because it looks like point number three. Guard your mind. They understand? Guard your mind. The third point is talking about let your thought be positive towards the expected answer. The fourth point is that mount a barrier over your mind. Let me give us a scripture and then we'll be ready to go. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. I like that scripture a lot. It's practical. So when I teach along this line, I want to teach from 2 Corinthians chapter 10. And let's see the Bibles here. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. You see 2 Corinthians after James. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, page 1488, the Bible says, now, I, Paul, beseech thee, by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who presence and base among you, verse 3, for though we war in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. Pulling down a stronghold. And that translation call it fortress. Pulling down our strongholds. Casting down imaginations. And that translation we call it arguments. And that translation we call it reasonings. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And so, when you are done praying, when you are done praying, now, this is the battle of the mind. So, you need to form a guard. This is where the battle of the mind comes when you expect it. Don't forget that a problem beyond reasonable doubt that you can pray, but you shall have answer. So, ensure that you have an answer, but the answer might not be immediate. So, between that time, that you are waiting for manifestation, you know that you've received it because you believe. And you are waiting for that manifestation, thoughts will be coming. When thoughts come, what does it say here? Bring it into captivity. Imaginations of failure will come. What does the Bible say? You know, some of us, you know, when you trusted God, you pray for your healing, and you are still having symptoms, you know, some of us, it will do you like, ooh, you see yourself go down. Some of you see yourself burial ground. Those are imaginations. You know what the Bible says? You cast it down. Now, look at me. This is very practical. When you are waiting for answer prayers, when thoughts contrary comes 20 times, you will put those thoughts into captivity 20 times. When imagination comes 30 times, you will cast down imagination 20 times. Are you here with me? That's when Matthew 4:4 will happen to you. And he left Jesus for a while. Because for every... go and look at the trial in Matthew chapter 4. It's just pride of life, lust of flesh, and lust of the eyes. Go and see those three trials. The devil will come while you are waiting for manifestation. It will tempt you with all those three areas. But a Christian, at every point in time, you must fight it. The moment you sit down, ladies and gentlemen, that's how the devil keeps people. I was talking to a dear sister who's going through some shit now, and she said that, sir, oh, to show me money, then you're about to die. Healing begins when you are resolute in your mind. Doctors will let you know that. There's nothing any doctor can do to you the moment you say that, oh, to show me. There's no drug that will work. Because you are giving up on life. I have a sister here that passed through some shit, you know, almost a year now. She's alive today because she was determined that, no, that was not going to be the end. She was determined that, and I stood with her. I said, no, it's not going to be your end. And today, what they said is chronic, it's chronic, everything has disappeared. That's what he can do when you are strong. The devil throws doubt. You cast down that doubt. He throws imaginations. You know, you can. But the moment about theology, you are done. The moment to obese your bike, ojoko. O tun gbe si obai o wa pillow. O tun gbe si obai o tun fe gbe sun lo. That's the end. But when it comes, you know, sometimes like apple when we are coming mo kan bu sen inu moto. Sometimes case I resist the devil and then she kan ro lu o iwo lo mo to ro lu o because that thought is troubling you and you want to get it out. That is guarding your heart against the invasion of the enemy. You must resist it. That's when you are getting there. That's when you are getting there. I begin to teach us the next steps when next we meet. Hallelujah to Jesus. May the grace of our Lord be with your spirit. See you next service.